And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Donovan Petubo. Freedom is our greatest weapon. The nationwide arsenal of Freedom Tour, launched just over 1 month ago by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, issues a call to action to revitalize America's manufacturing might and re-energize the nation's workforce. Petty Officer Elois Johnson discusses its call to action to bolster America's workforce and its direct link to national security.
During his remarks to a crowd of shipyard employees at Bath Iron Works Shipyard in Bath, Maine, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth emphasized that America's warfighters would be unable to engage in their respective missions without support from the defense industrial base. Hegseth said, quote, "They literally can't win the next fight without you. The warfighters are absolutely incredible. I call them the real 1%, but they can't do their work without all of you standing behind them, shoulder to shoulder, working hard every single day in tough, dirty, and dangerous conditions, ensuring you get to them what they need when they need it," end quote. Hegseth also stressed that while the War Department can put effort into recruiting future warfighters, America risks losing its worldwide military primacy in the 21st century if it lacks the equipment and capabilities needed for the military to succeed. Hegseth also recounted his view from the ship at sea while on board a destroyer that was built at Bath Iron Works. He described it as one of the most beautiful views of America. Hegseth also stated the men and women that comprise a defense industrial base are the real secret weapon of the United States of America. He concluded by thanking the crowd for joining, quote, "the most ferocious, disciplined fighting force the world has ever seen," end quote. For more information, visit www.war.gov. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson.
That's your radio news update. From AFN Sigonella, I'm Navy Petty Officer Donovan Petubo.